Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of enjoying our heavenly family and partaking of the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love that you didn't wait for us and you're not looking for sacrifices, but you made that sacrifice, the propitiation, so that in Jesus, in every way, He paid the penalty, set the example, paid the penalty. And now He who knew no sin became sin so we can become the righteousness of God. So thank you, Lord. Penalty's paid. And I thank you now that we can partake of the righteousness of this heavenly family that loves us and has done everything for us to come home and be in the light as they in the light, so as to walk in the light and to be the lights in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 3 from verse 21 to 26. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophet, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood, through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's passed over sins because sin is a done deal. One died for all. And Jesus, who died for us, is now ruling to serve the Father. And so He says, reckon in the same way as Jesus died to sin once, but now just lives for the Father, you reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God. So, I've been so busy with this. This has been my life story, and I believe it needs to be all of our life story, pushing into the rights of a heavenly family that's provided for us in every way. Our past, our sins, the fall has been dealt with, and it's just the goodness of God is there in every way to come about. So that's where God wants our focus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all is new. So I asked for the Lord to reveal it to me in a new way this morning, to put it across in a new way. And it was just so wonderful. A simple, beautiful scripture that we say so often, but the depth and the beauty is new like every morning of this scripture. And it's Ephesians 1, verse 3 and 4. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is what blesses God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it blesses Jesus because, I mean, He made it available. He opened the door for us. And He's the one now opening the doors to the righteousness of God. But it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So there is no sin there. There is no darkness there. It's just all the blessings, all the answers, all the promises are yes and amen. And then he clarifies it, these blessings and these promises and these good works that are laid out for us, just as He predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth, to be holy and blameless in His love, in His sight. So can we see the blessing, the righteousness is just about the goodness of God, the plan of God, the purpose of God, the answers of God, the light of God. That's what it's all about. And yes, as we see in our readings this morning, it included, and it had to include, because no sin can come into the presence of God. We saw that in the old covenant, they died when they entered into the presence of God. But praise God, in this glorious gospel, we died with Jesus. And when we were declared innocent, free of sin, God raised him from the dead. So in other words, if the sin issue hasn't been dealt with, Jesus should still be there down in the grave. Amen? In the underworld. But no, he dealt with sin completely and he was raised. And that's why it says now the righteousness of God is that we don't have to bring him up because he's paid the price. And we don't have to bring him down from heaven because he's near us now. Amen? In him we live and move and have our being. And his word is near us. And that's a word of righteousness, bringing us into these spiritual blessings according to the predestined plan of God. Why he made us. He made us for fellowship. He made us for purpose. He made us to be not rubbish dumps carrying the poofies of the world and the nonsense going on, garbage bins, but he made us to be temples, trophies, beautiful, you don't allow the junk to infiltrate you. Amen. You bring your thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. That's why you draw close to the Lord. You take hold of the treasures of heaven, the answers, the blessings, so that you can be a lighthouse and you can shine this light into this world. So the wonderful, this whole freedom, these freedoms, just like when you go free a lamb or any species, you save it. You save it so that it can be a lamb. You save it so it can be what it's supposed to be. And that's why sin has been taken away, so that we can now stay with God, stay within the family, and hear and be a blessing and shine our lights into this world. So arise and shine. For God, in his goodness, said, stop your nonsense. You can't do it under the old covenant. That just pointed out sin. But praise God, God has dealt with sin. One of the spiritual blessings, he's forgiven it, taken it away. And the blessings now is now all the goodness, all the answers, the light for the darkness, the blessings for the curses, the answers for the problems. So submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.